dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream. To dream, let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
Dare to dream. This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to the latest, greatest show. I swear I am going to lay some vocal tracks down on top of that Dare to Dream and do some harmony. It's time, it's time, it's time. So when you hear that, you'll know who's that. Who's that girl singing? Listen, Dare to Dream. This is like the greatest place to be right now. I've got so much joy. I have so much going on. And my experiences when I'm in that space of creation, it is amazing what continues to get reflected back to me and what's possible. So I always want to urge all of you to head towards that. My second book is about to launch. I'm beyond excited. I'm overjoyed about what I'm about to hopefully give out to the world and impact millions of lives with. It's called Wisdom to Success, the Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Goals. So the process is just spectacular. And after that, there's so many other things about to be rolled out. So keep tuning in because you'll keep hearing here first what's going on. And of course, you could always check out my website, DeborahDashinger.com, D-E-B-O-R-A-H, D as in David, A-C-H-I-N-G-E-R.com. That's where everything, the latest and the greatest, is going to be. And follow us there. So let's talk about how to move you forward toward your dreams come true, your goals accomplished. What I want to impart to you is like, it's not about life, right? It's really about living. So what is your current quality of living? How exciting is your life? What kind of chances have you been taking? Because I know if you don't take chances, if you're not asking, and I mean big asks, I didn't say ASS, by the way, I said big ASK, ask, big asks, go to people, the big people. The mentors, the people you look up to, the institutions you would like to be connected with, whoever, whatever that is, what does it cost you to ask? So what if they say no? Move on to the next one. Or if they say no, they may remember you and you just planted a seed. Ask, ask, ask. It's amazing who can and will show up for you. Now, when nothing goes right, go left. That is one of the secrets of making a dream come true. A lot of times people do the same thing over and over and they, you know, that thing about insanity, it's kind of the same thing, expecting different results. You got to understand if you're hitting a wall on the path to your dream, you just need to stop and breathe and reassess. Why is this not working? What am I bringing to the party? What are others bringing to the party that I keep deeming acceptable when it's not? And maybe I need to alter my path so I'm in a space and place that flows. Now, your biggest challenge isn't someone else. It's that ache in your belly. It's that burning in your soul. It's that voice inside you that yells, can't. Don't you listen. You just push harder until you hear your inner voice whisper, can. And you discover that the person you were is no match for the one you really are. Some people feel very overwhelmed because they're here and a goal is there. So if you're feeling overwhelmed by a faraway goal, repeat the following. I have it within me right now to get me to where I want to be tomorrow. And no matter how slow you think you're going, trust me, you are still running laps around those who remain on the couch. I mean, the percentage that goes on, the statistics are pretty amazing when you consider that 97% of the people will never do anything about their lives or to change. OMG. That's why the 3% are so magnificent. That's why we recognize them. That's why you're tuning in, because you're that 3% that I know. You're here because this resonates with you. So you are running laps, and you remember that. I want to encourage you. I want you to know how great you're already doing, because all glory, it comes from daring to begin. That's the secret, is just beginning. It's starting. It's taking the steps. And dreams don't work unless you do, right? You've got to take the action steps. It's all up to you. No one's going to go out there and do it for you. And the beauty of the journey is that you are doing it, that you are growing, you are changing, you are experiencing, you are seeing how truly limitless you are. Now, I'm not going to tell you it's going to be easy, but I am telling you it's going to be worth it. There are 1,440 minutes in a day. Use 20 of them to take action towards your dream. You can do that. It was Earl Nightingale who said, "Never give up on a dream just because of the time it will take to accomplish it. The time will pass anyway." In the movie, A League of Their Own, quote, "It's supposed to be hard. If it wasn't hard, everybody would do it. The hard is what makes it great." And Benjamin Mays said, "The tragedy of life doesn't lie in not reaching your goal. The tragedy lies in having no goal to reach." Jim Ruin said, "Motivation is what gets you started. Habit is what keeps you going." So again, it may not be easy. It's going to be worth it. All glory comes from daring to begin. Dreams don't work unless you do. And remember, there are 1,440 minutes in a day. Every day, take 20 of those minutes and dedicate them to take action towards your dream. They may seem like very little steps, but each little step becomes huge and tremendous, and ultimately, your dream come true. So don't just dare to dream. Dare to make all your dreams your reality. Because this show was created to inspire my listeners to take those steps to make this your life, your juicy, juicy life. And listeners, I want you to know, I know you could be anywhere right now, but you're right here with us. And I so adore you. Thank you for writing. Thank you for letting me know how the show impacts you. And I want you to know, I read everything you send to me. And I am so deeply grateful for your encouragement and the beautiful things you are creating out into the world. Well, our guest, she's been here, she's come back, she's coming back again, and she'll always be welcome here. The audience loves her. Her name is Karen Abrams. She's a master theta healer. Theta healing is a unique form of meditation where practitioners enter the theta state, where they shift their thoughts away from limiting beliefs to positive perspectives, a process of healing that frees them from long-standing emotional burdens and even chronic or unhealthy physical conditions, which is great because what we're going to be discussing in this show is our body. Also, in conjunction with the body, is abundance, the abundance of the physical being. And we're going to be taking calls, and Karen will be doing some real-time healings with some real people calling in. Karen herself first came to Theta Healing after watching a friend transform her life with it. And curious, Karen began to study Theta techniques herself. And she started having immediate and lasting relief from chronic health issues that had overwhelmed her for years. She is so degreed, UCLA graduate in psychology. She's been doing Theta Healing for decades. She has a broad range of clients, from students, actors, writers, professionals in medicine, law, business, as well as stay-at-home moms and other theta healers. She is considered a master theta healer, and she is certified and also a relationship expert. Her practice is filled with clients and healers all around the world. She does her sessions in person. She does them in phone. She conducts regular classes, teleclasses, and workshops that apply theta healing to everyday life. And when she's not there, you can get her MP3s. I have them. Listen, it's how great are MP3s, right? They go with you wherever you go. They're at the gym. They're on the airplane. They're on the train. They're in the car. car. She put together a crazy package that she's been running for this series. And I just want to congratulate all those people who have purchased the package, because how great is it, right? It's over 1,000 MP3s. Hours of so many subjects, and she covers everything, literally everything that could possibly occur in life, in sleep and grief and in physical and emotional, spiritual and so forth. And she's priced it at only $97. So everybody can heal. Everybody can heal. And you can go to DeborahDashinger.com/thinktheta, DeborahDashinger.com/thinktheta. And there you will find Karen's beautiful offer, 92% off. Also, you probably want to hear her replays. So she's done many shows already with Dare to Dream. And you can go to DeborahDashinger.com. Just go under the interviews and you can do a search on her name, pull up all her previous shows, and just sit back at your leisure, in your own time frame, and enjoy the previous healing. As I said, Karen is covering the subject of your body. And so, let us bring the fabulous Karen Abrams to the Dare to Dream show. Welcome back, Karen.
It's nice to be here, Deb.
I love having you here. What's going on since the last time you were on the show?
What's going on? Lots of people with lots of healing to do, actually. It's been actually pretty amazing. Got people, like you said, people are calling me from all over the world. It's amazing when you get an opportunity like this to be on a show like this where you're reaching to all over the world. You find your people and it's just crazy where they are.
Does anyone ever call and surprise you? You get a call and there's a situation that, well, that's quite new. I haven't experienced or heard that before.
You know, I've heard a lot of things. I can't say I'm such a been there, done that kind of person. I'm definitely not jaded. I will say this, that I am very impressed with humans. I think that they are incredibly resilient and they live through a lot and they thrive afterwards and they succeed. And what I've heard from people and what I've seen and, you know, what I've connected to them about their stories, I'm amazed that they aren't somewhere else. You know what I mean? A lot of the people that call me, I wouldn't have been surprised if they had been in jail, if they had, you know, had a really rough life and gone into the system. And they're functioning people who have families or who are successful and they're just working on stuff. And what I've also noticed, I think the other thing that's great is, you know, through this opportunity in the last while that I've been doing shows and including yours and talking to some incredible hosts and people who have their own empires, that everyone has stuff. I don't care if you're, you know, if you have an empire, you're making millions of dollars, or you're somebody who hasn't figured out what you want to do with your life now at this point because you did something and now you want to do something else. Everybody's got stuff somewhere. And I think the difference is when healers come on or people come on with different kinds of, you know, processes and this is really great and that's really great. I think the difference is that we just have a coping system to use it. It's not that nothing ever happens in our life that's bad or screwy or, you know, throws us for a loop. It's just that we have some form of coping skill that we can fall back on when we're affected by what happens. And I feel very grateful that mine is Theta, that I found mine. And this modality has, I really believe, saved my life in so many ways. And it may really literally save my life and my body, because all of that self-hatred and doubt and shame and guilt, all the things that are just the negative things that we can pick up through our lives, I have a way of letting that go.
I'm curious. So you talk about how this has saved your life and the mm-hmm. changes, specifically since we're doing this hour on right. body, mm-hmm. your journey. So what happened for you with your body? Was your body always like this? You're a slender, healthy woman, vital and all of that. Have you always been like this? What has Theta done for you?
I think Theta has done, I sort of woke up in some ways I woke up last year to something I wasn't even aware of. Everybody knows that media tends to help women hate themselves because the ultimate body is a 16-year-old girl who's a cheerleader. So when you're not 16, or even if you are and you don't have that body, there's very much the message that you're wrong. There's something wrong with you. How are you ever going to find love? You know, it's not going to happen for you. People aren't going to notice you. They're not going to want to be with you. All that sort of stuff. It's very deep. And you can see it even in little girls, because when they see 16-year-old girls, they go, wow, I want to be like that. And then you hear 40, 50, 60, 70-year-olds going, wow, I want to be like that. And so what Theta has done for me, I remember one time I was standing in front of the mirror and I was looking at my body and I started going, well, over there, I don't like that thing there. And over there, I don't like that. And let's change this and all this sort of thing. Like as if I had an eraser mm-hmm. in my hand.
Photoshop.
And all of a sudden it hit me and I started laughing and went, you know, if anybody else had said this to me, I would never speak to them again. Like, how dare you speak to me that way? And then I went, well, then why am I doing that? And it really brought in a whole new level of how I have to support myself, how I have to love my body, because wherever it is, it is, but it can't go anywhere when motivated by hatred, motivated by resentment, motivated by shame. It's so difficult because we're squashing ourselves. So how do we get out of the corner if we're squashing ourselves? So people, when they have, you know, health issues and they have weight on them where it's really a big health issue, imagine the level of hatred that they have for their bodies that needs to come out before they can really heal themselves. And, you know, it's a process. You don't have to achieve nirvana before you lose a pound. It's all a process. And I've found that this loving your body is such a huge form of self-love. And there are blocks to abundance. Abundance is really having that love in every room in your house. It's not only money. We usually talk about it in terms of money because that's the thing. We believe that if we have that, everything's going to be okay. Like, that's the only thing. That's the only thing wrong with me. I just need more money and then everything's fine because then I can pay for this and that and that and this, right? And it's not really true. I mean, we already know that lottery winners, you know, I heard something about how lottery winners stay happy for 10 months, you know, that's the high.
Wow.
And then after that, they go back to being themselves because now they're used to it. And then they're back to being however they were. And if it wasn't happy, then they're back to, now they might be rich and unhappy, but they're still unhappy. So really the goal is, if you want abundance, we really have to love ourselves in a lot of places and support ourselves in a lot of places. And even if we're a work in progress, that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's absolutely okay. I consider myself a work in progress. And when I catch myself and looking negatively at my body or anything like that, I'm like, okay, let's just fix that. Let's change that, because that helps me exercise. That helps me eat better. And that helps me be attracted to better food. And all of those things, it helps me feed my child better. All of those things happen more when I'm in acceptance of who I am and, you know, and supporting myself than if I'm railing against myself.
Wow. What an amazing point that was. So again, abundance also includes our body. It's every room in our house, our proverbial and literal house needs abundance. So because we're taking callers and we're going to dedicate time to some people who have called in and will call in for body created questions or issues, let's bring on our first caller. And this is Asit. And I am welcoming Asit to the Dare to Dream show with Debbie and Karen. Hi, Asit.
Hello, how are you?
Oh, marvelous, like ready to do some healing. How about you?
I definitely am. My birthday is next weekend, and so I would love to wake up on the morning of my birthday and be shed of some things.
Right place. Great.
Happy birthday. I'm glad this is the first time I've ever early.
Early present. Okay, so what is your question or your issue with your body, Asit?
I would say I feel like since I was small, I've had a lot of energy directed at my body by other people, either something to do with my skin tone or the size of my body, or just I remember my father used to say, she's built like a football player, that's a thick little girl. And I was like, as I got older, I thought, I don't know that I like that being compared to a football player. And I never really felt comfortable to say anything. And so I carried all of those kind of things with me as I grew into adulthood. And now that I have a wonderful family situation, I just feel like I would really like to no longer be attached to some of the things that, like, I ran into a friend from high school, and she was like, oh, yeah, I was mentioning you to some people. And they said, oh, yeah, Asit, the one with the big breasts. And I was like, of all the things that you could know me for.
And repeat to you.
I don't know that that says very much about our interaction, just how you see me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I feel like I've hid behind that a little bit. I wear glasses, so I feel like there's some hiding going on associated with my body. And even sometimes, like, I'll catch my glimpse in the mirror and don't feel like I can find anything that's attractive. I feel like it's been picked apart so much. And I just want to feel like I have ownership of my own body and not have so much of others' conversation.
Okay. Okay. So let me just say to everyone out there now, as this is the best opportunity to do this, I'm going to conduct this like a real theta session, because it is a real theta session. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to go into the theta meditation. I'm going to connect to God or source, whichever name you have for that energy, and ask God to do a healing on you. Okay? And your job is you're going to get a series of energetic downloads, okay? And we'll get intuition about what's at the bottom of this also. So you'll be able to release energy that's holding you back. We'll be able to change belief systems that are holding you back, and lots of wonderful stuff like that. And what you need to say is yes. If I say, would you like this, and you do like it, then say yes, that you'd want it. Because this work, one of the things I really love about this work is it's all about free will. So just say yes if you want it. If you don't want it, don't say yes. Here we go. Is it okay if I come into your space?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Okay. Okay, Asit, here we go. All right. Okay, so let's do some basic stuff that's real important to do for everybody. Let's give you God's definition of unconditional love. Is that okay if you get that right now? Asit, is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, great. Okay. So let's bring that in, and let's also let you know what that feels like. And this is going to help you with what's happening to you, too. And is it okay if God shows you how to unconditionally love yourself from the inside out? Okay, I'm going to say I think that's a yes. There might be a delay on the phone. And let's let you know what it feels like to unconditionally accept. Oops, sorry, that's next, I guess. Unconditionally love yourself from the inside out from God's perspective. And let's let you know how to unconditionally accept yourself from God's perspective and know what that feels like. Okay. Good job. And then let's have wherever it was that you began to believe you were unworthy of God's unconditional love, let's have God change that there and let you know what it feels like to be worthy of this unconditional love and receiving it. And let you know what it feels like to receive it. There we go. And let's give you God's definition of support, because that's real important here. And what self-support is and what they both feel like. And if you feel this, that's wonderful. If you don't, that's okay too. I'm really considered the witness. And if I'm witnessing it, it is occurring. So I'm watching it go. And let's give you God's definition of joy. And then let you know what that feels like. And wherever it was, whatever lifetime and level you began to feel unworthy and believe you were unworthy of joy and receiving joy, let's have God change that there and show you what it feels like to always be worthy of joy and always be worthy of receiving joy. There we go. Nice work. Okay. Hope everybody out there is saying yes either in their head or out loud in their room. And let's continue. Okay. So let's show you how to love your body unconditionally from the inside out and show you what that feels like. And whatever that had stopped, let's go back to that moment and change that there, okay? There we go. And show you how to unconditionally accept your body from God's perspective. Whenever that stopped, in whatever lifetime or level, let's have God change that then and show you how to and what it feels like. Okay. And let's give you God's understanding of who you are and God's understanding of your body and what it's here to teach you. I heard it's a school. It's another school. That's what I just heard. I've been saying this for a very long time, but know this in your own life, that whatever you do not resolve that always comes up for you, your body will resolve for you. And it's just important so that you can take care of yourself, okay? There we go. Okay. And, okay, there's a lot of self-hatred around the body, Asit, and is it okay if we just let that go now? I'm just going to watch that go because I know you might be on a little bit of a delay, so I'm assuming you're saying yes to me right now. And just watch that for everybody out there who has any self-resentment about their body and hatred and anger about it too, or anger with it. Let's just release that to God's light or the universal light. There we go. Ooh, I can feel that leaving. And then this part of me that just wants to keep going as quickly as possible because it's huge. All the self-abuse from hating your body and resenting your body. Is that okay if you let that go now? Yep. That's a yes. Let's let that go. The magical beep says yes. And watch that self-abuse go. Good job. I'm just going to watch this for a second here. Just watch that leave. All right, it's almost there. Good job. So as this leaves, let me see. God's like, wait, 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 wait. Wait for it, wait for it. It's almost done. Okay. And then let's give you God's definition of healthy boundaries. Okay? Wherever that was that you lost your healthy boundaries or that you gave up on them or decided you didn't have them anymore. Let's have God go back to then and change that. Change the belief about that and then give you God's definition, the universal definition of healthy boundaries and what they feel like, and have the universe, have Source install those for you so that you consistently have healthy boundaries. There we go. And then we're going to watch that go in there. And then let's just have, let's see. Good job. I'm just going to let this come in here. And then all of the attacks that you've received from other people, we call them psychic attacks, that could be yelling. They're really thought forms that really are going towards you. Thoughts are things. We already actually know that through research, that thoughts are things. It's a wave that hits you. So let's release all of the psychic attacks, all the people who made fun of you about your body, all the people that defined your body in a way that you found offensive. Let's release all of that. And that can be, and also we'll release that as abuse, as external abuse. That's about your body. There we go. And for those of you who have experienced, and I'm just picking this up, some sexual abuse, and remember, abuse can be anything. Anything that you believe it to be, it is. So sexual abuse can be sexual abuse in the way that we understand it, or somebody kicking you in your private parts. It could be anything, somebody insulting your womanhood or manhood. So let's have God just release the sexual abuse that you are willing to do right now, that feels safe for you to release. There we go. And fill that with unconditional love from the universe, from Source, and what it feels like to be safe. So whenever it was that you began to believe you were unsafe and unsafe in your body, let's just have God go to those places and change that and give you the truth. And also give you God's discernment so that you know when you are safe, okay? And so that you can make your decisions in life about with discernment instead of fear. God's going to show you how to do that and what that feels like too. All right. Okay, Asad, I think this is a really good place to complete this little session here. Let's just give you a healing on your body like everybody else here. There we go. And lift the burden of everything that you've believed about your body that has harmed you. Leave your body. Every cell of your body. And watch that. Just let God take that away from you and get that burden off your shoulders, off your back, off of everywhere. And show you how to live without that. And to live with joy and contentment and acceptance of your body. All right.
Yay, Asit. Asit, are you there? I actually want to say I really appreciate her opening up and saying what she did. I'm naturally a very busty girl, woman, female.
All of those. You've been all of those. And you continue to be so.
Yes. Thank God I didn't say crone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and there is something about having a very curvy body that can cause a woman to feel very raw and naked because of the way she is looked at. And so it comes with its own stuff. But I also want to just say for all of us curvy, busty girls out there, no, own it and love it, because it's a gorgeous thing that mm-hmm. we were given such a powerful body. It is. It's a powerful,
it
sexy
is.
Body.
Mm-hmm.
And adore what you were given.
Yeah. And I also know, because I have a child, that when I see children with their mothers and their mothers are voluptuously built, they are in heaven.
Mm.
They're in heaven.
That's true.
It's just soft
so much
and warm and hug and love.
Mm.
And so, yeah, everyone's got something that they can share with that.
I love that. And yay, Asit, for, I don't know if we lost her during that call. And just for the rest of the callers, whenever you do call in, just know when Karen asks you a question, if the answer is yes, please do say so. That's a good part of this process.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to take a very quick break, and we'll be right back. This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream. This is called Sunrise by Tim O'Lane. And because we have so many callers calling in for this particular show on body, I really want to honor the healing time even more than the song time. So I'm going to bring us right back in, because if you're tuning in, this is Debbie Dashinger. This is the award-winning, multi-syndicated radio show called Dare to Dream. Thank you for being with us. And I'm interviewing the fabulous Karen Abrams, a master theta healer. She's been on before. She's on again. Today, she's discussing your body and abundance. And if you want more information, if you would love to see Karen's special that she put together at 92% off, this is so many MP3s, you got to look to believe. And I own them. It's a $97 offer for this show only. It's DeborahDashinger.com/ThinkTheta. DeborahDashinger.com/ThinkTheta.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Dane here, and I would like to invite you to an adventure in being. I've just written and finished a new book known as Being You, Changing the World. Are you one of those dreamers? One of those people who's always known that other possibilities should be available but haven't yet been able to see them be created? Well, I wrote this book for you. In it, you'll find tools, processes, and unique perspectives to change the things you've always wanted to change but didn't know how. In it, you'll find an invitation to a different possibility for a way that we can be in this world that changes not only our lives, but by being us, allows us to contribute to changing everything planet-wide that doesn't work. Are you aware that truly great people, truly being them, is the only thing that has ever created a great change on this planet? Are you willing to step up? Are you willing to be one? Check out a copy of my new book, Being You, Changing the World. I invite you to go to beingyoubook.com for a free gift.
Ooh, ooh. The disco ball is coming down. We are going to party. This is Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream. Welcome back. I'm with the amazing Karen Abrams. We are taking callers, and we are doing the subject of body. And we're going there, folks. We're going there. So you listen in, because somebody may say something, and I bet they will, that has to do with the same problem you're experiencing. So we're going to bring on the next caller. So much ground to cover in this show. And this is Gabrielle. And Gabrielle, we welcome you to the Dare to Dream radio show. Thanks for being on.
Hello.
Hello there.
I'm not sure if I have a good connection, so I apologize if I break up.
You sound great.
Okay, great. What to ask? You know, I have a nerve, an encapsulated nerve on the bottom of my right foot that nothing's really been very effective in dissipating the problem, and the only medical remedy is a surgery that's generally unsuccessful. So I would love something to help my body release this a little bit, or dissipate the intensity of it.
Okay. So let's go, Gabrielle. Is it Gabrielle or Gabrielle? What do you like to be called?
Gabrielle.
Gabrielle.
I'm
okay.
Sorry.
That's all right. Don't worry about it. You're on the right radio station, so that's the most important thing. So here we go. Is it okay if I come into your space? Can you hear me? Okay. Is it okay if I come into your space? Okay, well, I'm going to assume it is okay, and we're going to go from here. Okay, there we go. All right. So, Gabrielle, it sounds like...
Yeah.
Okay, good, you're back. Thank you. Okay. So we're going to come into your body and see on the right side that's encapsulated. So it's sort of... is it shooting off? It looks kind of funny. It looks a little red.
Yeah.
It looks a little funky. And so does it shoot pain off to you? Is it like if you touch it at certain points, it gives you a little charge, a little pain?
Yeah. It's on the bottom of my foot, so it's literally like with most steps stepping on a rock-exposed nerve, and it's that kind of a shooting nerve pain.
Okay. And does it stay there? Does it localize, or does it go high? Does it go up your body, or does it just stay there?
Pretty localized.
Okay.
Yep.
All right. So,
maybe
okay.
Radius.
Okay. So our bodies are very literal. So moving forward is very painful for you. Very painful. So What does that remind you of when I say that? Because we can change the belief, which I'll have God do now, if that's okay.
Yes.
And let's give you God's definition of moving forward, too, actually, so that we can make sure you get that. Now, what I heard it was, in theta, what I heard it was bringing more joy into your life, okay? And there's also a lot of fear around the unknown with you. It's very ancestral. So let's give you God's definition of the unknown, which, there we go, and let you know what that feels like. The unknown is, I have always been shown a ball of clay, your hands and God's hands on it. Okay? Which is a great definition for me, because that used to be my absolute number one fear. Okay? Now it's spiders, but it used to be the unknown. Okay. Okay, here we go. So we're letting you know what it is and show you how to feel safe with the unknown and safe moving forward. And wherever it was in whatever level or lifetime, when you began to believe that it was unsafe for you to move forward, given the definition that you had, is it okay if God changes that there?
Yeah.
And lets you know what it feels like, God's definition of safety and what it feels like to move forward with grace and ease. Okay. And also the same thing with the unknown. Whatever it was, began that you felt unsafe or believed you were unsafe with the unknown. Very ancestral, but this past life is a lot of different levels. So all of the levels that it's on, let's have God change that. Let you know the truth that it's safe. And especially last time we downloaded, when we'll do it again, downloading God's discernment so you know when you are safe to move forward and bring more joy into your life. And when you are more, when you're safer to, what is this? I'm sorry. And when you're safe to, sorry, when I can space out on this, which is not necessarily great radio. So, let me see. So when you are safe to, God, I'm coming back. When you're safe with the unknown and co-creating. And understand the difference between control and co-creation.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll give you God's definition of co-creation, which is like getting that clay and putting your hands on it. Okay? So, with God, there we go. And so showing you that that's really fun, that that can be done with joy, that it's possible to move forward with joy and to embrace the unknown with joy, because you're going to make it into anything that you want. And we're showing your body that, because your body is trying to make you safe by giving you this pain, right? It's like, okay, like I said, whatever we don't resolve, our body wants to resolve it for us. So let's give this to your body and every cell of your body, including this nerve, this encapsulated nerve in your nervous system. And show your body that it's okay to resolve this now. And it's okay to let go of this condition and have your body heal it right now. And that you're safe to move forward at whatever pace you like without this pain, without this nerve trying to save you. Okay? And so we're going to show you that you can save yourself without your body taking over here. There we go. I keep seeing your dad, so tell me something about your dad.
We have a nice relationship now, but there was a good 20 years of a lot of judgment from him.
Okay.
Until about 5 years ago.
Okay, cool. Well, I'm glad that you worked on that. I'm really glad that that's better, but let's go back to when it was really bad and have, mm-hmm. and God give you God's understanding of your father, and he didn't think you were okay. That's what I got from you. You're saying I'm not okay. There's something wrong with me because he was judging me so harshly. So let's go back to whenever that began and have God show you that you are okay. Change that. Let you know that you are enough. Because when somebody judges you, it's usually part of it, right? Or else they wouldn't have a judgment.
Mm-hmm.
Let's give you God's definition of perfection and show you who you are from God's perspective. Knowing that, you know, what I've been seeing in the last month or so in sessions is that who we are in our essence is like this flame that pitches to and fro. but it's still the flame. It never stops being the flame, okay? So let's just have God let you understand that. And that you know what your father's acceptance feels like. And back then, when you didn't have it, let's have God change that, since you're already past it, okay? And show you as this young girl what it feels like to have your father's acceptance from his highest potential that he was unable to show you at that point in time because of the way that he spoke to himself. And show you how to have self-compassion and what that feels like. And let's have God just release all of those negative judgments he had and attacks, psychic attacks that he had on you about how you weren't enough and you were this and that and that and this, okay? Well, let's just have God release all the energy of all of those judgments. And while that's happening, I am noticing you have vows to take on his energy in order to heal him. So let's have God complete and finish those so you can just let go of this stuff without going, wait, I'm not doing my job. I'm not doing my job. You are. Okay.
Yeah.
There we go. Thank you. And you have the same vows for your mother to take on her energy in order to heal her. So just say yes that you'd like to complete and finish those.
Yeah.
And have God do that. There we go. And so let's take her judgments off too. And maybe her acquiescence to his rough style and her unconscious agreement or tacit agreement to leave that unchallenged. How's that? And let you know what it feels like to feel safe with your mother, what it feels like to have your mother protect you from her highest position, from her highest potential, and also what it feels like to have your father protect you from his highest potential. Okay. And would you like to forgive him now, which means just letting go of the pain that he caused you?
Oh, yes, definitely.
All right, so let's let that happen, give you God's definition of that, and let that go. Sorry, I bark in the middle of my healings all the time. It's horrible. There we go. Okay. All right, there we go. Let's just do a healing between you and your father. That means that all your soul fragments that you gave up to him when he, you know, when there was pain between the two of you, you get them back cleaned and washed, and he gets his back cleaned and washed by God. Here we go. All right. Okay. And let's do a body healing on you. Let's just have God do that real fast on you because it can happen in an instant. And let's give you the download of instant healing. To allow yourself to be safe enough just to accept this and that it's done. And that it's safe to be you now. All right? And it's always been safe to be you now. So wherever it was that you began to believe you weren't safe being you, let's have God change that. Okay. There you go. That's complete. How do you feel?
Spacey.
A little
you.
Spacey. Good. I got you high. That's what happens here.
Yeah, you did.
And let me say this to you and to Asa and to the other callers who'll be on and the listeners that when you have a healing, it takes some days for it to process through you. And remember that that if any negativity comes up after the healing, just imagine that the top of your head is like a garbage can, like your crown chakra, and open that up and just snap your fingers and say goodbye and just let that unpleasantness, that old feeling go, okay? That's your favorite word after a healing. Goodbye. Okay.
Thank you, Gabrielle. That was amazing.
Thank you.
You are welcome.
Thank you so much.
Mm. And we're going to bring on Norma. Norma, thank you for calling in and welcome to Dare to Dream. Do you have a question about your body?
Well, yes, I do. And thank you for giving me a chance to ask my question. And I think I have kind of a love-hate relationship with my body in some ways. And that goes back to when I was a child. When I was 8, I had ear infections. And they gave me antibiotics and they didn't stop the infections. And the only way the infections would stop was by putting a solution directly on my eardrum, which felt like acid on the inside of my head. And then I had to go back to the doctor's office and have it done repeatedly, and that was followed by a year of really bad earaches. So having that level of pain for something that was good for me when I was 8 years old, I think started a pattern of love-hate. Now, I do take pretty good care of my body because that also led to 4 decades of taking antibiotics, which caused candida albicans, and actually I also have a problem with oxalates. I have to be careful about kidney stones. So I do take good care of my body in terms of diet-wise, but I don't take always good care in some of the other ways, and I do some things that are self-destructive or potentially self-destructive more from the thought patterns, I think, than anything else. So does that give you a good enough overview?
Yeah, that's really good. Can I come into your space? Is that okay, Norma?
You are welcome in my space.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, so let's come on in. Well, first of all, the first thing I hear is you are loved, Norma. You are loved. If I had enough time, I'd tell you 100 times because it feels like it's very important that you know that and that you receive this love. So let's just have God show you how to receive it. Go into your cell receptors here. Open it up. Open them up to unconditional love, God's love, which is really a metaphor for everybody else's love too, and God's joy. Okay. And then let's give you God's definition of a healthy body and what that feels like, and let you know what it feels like to be completely healthy. There we go. And remind your body what it feels like to be completely healthy. And that part of you that said what's healthy for you is painful or it hurts, let's have God change that now. And we'll change that for that little eight-year-old girl that you were. And just watch that change. And let you understand. And let's release all of that trauma and that pain from all of those treatments and all of those infections, okay? And understand something. Bacterial infections, as my teacher says, are about guilt, okay? So there's... What do you think you feel the most guilty about? While this pain is leaving your body, while this trauma and shock of all of this treatment and pain from the infection and the doctor visits to the doctor's office, what do you feel most guilty about? What do you think that was about?
What do I think the ear was about, or what do I think, what am I most guilty, feel guilty about?
What do you feel guilty about? Yeah. Well, what do you feel guilty about? Yeah, what do you feel guilty about? Because that's part of what's created all this bacteria. So,
I feel guilty about having smoked.
You feel guilty about smoking? Okay.
Yes, having smoked. Uh-huh.
And what do you think about before when you were 8? What do you think you felt guilty about then?
I don't know. I think maybe it was my family because my parents argued a lot. And I'm very sensitive and it always bothered me when they argued.
Okay. All right, so what I get is that you're responsible for everybody. Is that okay if God changes that?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
I can change that.
Thank you. Okay, so, and all the vows you have to be responsible for everybody. Is that okay if God completes and finishes those?
Yes.
Wonderful. Okay, good. So let's have God do that for you. And I feel like I'm hearing I'm ruler of the world, so I'm going to have God change that for you and give you the truth on that. And
you hear what?
I heard, I'm ruler of the world. I'm the ruler of the world. So let's just have God let you know who you truly are from God's perspective. And let's show you that you felt responsible so that all the guilt from feeling responsible for everyone, and especially your parents when they were fighting, you felt responsible for their fights. So let's have God release that guilt. Is that okay? All of that guilt.
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Good. Oof. And there's a lot of shame in there, too. And sometimes when people yell, they get really, it's loud and everyone can hear everything. And there's things you don't want to hear. And you absorbed all of their attacks on each other also. So is it okay if you let go of that? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, good. So let's release all of those attacks. And we're going to replace that with unconditional love, unconditional support from God. Okay, so we're going to fill you up with the good stuff. Yeah, nice, huh? Okay. There we go. And that shame. And there's part of you that wants to keep the shame because you think that you're a good girl if you hold on to the shame. So is it okay if God shows you you can be a good girl without it?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. Let's release the rest of that shame. Pull all the hooks, cords, and attachments to that shame. Okay, there we go. And pull all the hooks, cords, and attachments you had to all of that acrimony in the house. And just release that. And we're just going to release all of that trauma, because there was so much trauma for you around the fighting, too. And then let's just do that. And what I'm going to say here also is, Norma, that there's still a little bit more to do here. But we're going to allow this. I think this is going to happen to you over the next few days. So I just want you to be conscious of this, okay? And God's going to, just cognizant of this. And remember, like we said, as this stuff is coming up, open up the top of your head, say goodbye. Okay. And we're going to have God do a healing on your body right now over this. So we can complete this. But know that for you, this session is going to keep going on. And just enjoy it. Okay. And enjoy it and just take care of yourself over the next 3 or 4 days. And know that it's going to be processing through your sleep too. So if there's anything you're feeling, we say goodbye. Mm-hmm. And we're good. Okay, and let's just watch
Wonderful.
That.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Okay, and actually one more thing. We're going to lift the burden of taking care of your family off of you and being responsible for everything and everyone. And we release that out of every cell of your body. That was like, I just heard that right before we finished. Okay?
Thank you, Karen. Thank
you are so welcome. Please let me know how you're doing.
And yeah, this is amazing. And thank you, callers, too, for your grace in doing such a quick. I mean, this is 7 minutes. Can you possibly imagine a full hour with her? Mm-hmm. If you think you feel spacey in 7 minutes, I'm always laying down in that hour. It's pretty spectacular and stuff changes quickly. So we're going to take the last caller. We're going to bring Sharon on to the show in the last minute that we have. So sorry, Sharon, but we're going to give you the big kahuna because we've been working up for this.
You got it.
Welcome, Sharon.
Thank you. I am excited to be here.
Okay, Sharon, what's going on?
So I grew up as a really skinny kid, so skinny that, like, my mom used to have to take in the super slim jeans.
Uh-huh.
Now that I am in my mid-40s, that is not the problem at all.
Mm-hmm.
I am one of those curvy girls, and I really struggle with my weight. I really struggle with my thighs and my stomach. And I exercise 6 days a week. I eat really well.
Okay.
Like, I eat healthy. Okay. Lots of vegetables, lots of protein. And I don't put junk in my body, and it doesn't seem to go away. And okay. I would love some help around that.
Okay. So is it okay if I come into your space? Sharon, is
Absolutely.
That all right? Okay, so let's come in and give you a body scan. Well, you may want to check. The first word I got was thyroid, so you may want to get that checked, okay, because that's the regulator, okay?
Okay.
So we're going to have God regulate and balance your thyroid for you and let you know what it feels like to have a completely balanced body, and everyone should say yes to this one.
Yes.
Yes.
There we go. Good. Okay. Let's show you what that feels like. And there also may be, what I'm getting is there might be a few foods that you are eating that actually you might be a tiny bit allergic to, and so your body is reacting by retaining water. So it may behoove you to find someone that, a health practitioner who can help you identify any food allergies, okay? And they may just be slight allergies, okay. But they're enough that... Because it does feel like you're eating really good stuff, but for some reason your body's not letting go. But it feels more like water weight than anything. So let's show you how you can accept yourself for who you are and accept your body for who your body is and what your body is. And let's just release that rejection, okay? Is that all right? Let's release all the rejection you have for your body, all the judgment you have for your body. We'll give you God's understanding of that. Okay, there we go. And this part of you that, I used to be one way and now I'm this way. Whoa. So let's just have God show you how you can support yourself by letting go of this rejection and this judgment. And we're bringing in God's definition of support and self-support on how you can talk to yourself and know how beautiful you are, okay?
And Sharon, I'm going to jump in. This is Debbie. We're going to end the show. Stay on the line, though. Karen's going to continue this healing so you get a healing. But for the Dare to Dreamers, we do need to end the show. Thank you for being with us. This has been an incredible, incredible hour. A special thanks to my amazing guest, Karen Abrams. For more information, go to DeborahDashinger.com/thinktheta. And I end today's show with this quote. Your body hears everything your mind says, so stay positive.
Contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, email Debbie at indie100.com. That's D-E-B-B-I at I-N-D-I-E-100.com. Keep your excellent comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dashinger, is an expert in goal achievement, a radio and TV personality, featured in magazines, a best-selling author, and keynote speaker. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to www.deborahdashinger.com. That's www.deborahdashinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, and products teaching the secret steps to make your dream come true. Get Debbie's best-selling book, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, on Amazon and at bookstores. Listen for the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dreams will manifest. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?